Hey guys, it's Autumn Ray with Beyond the Record, and today I have rising R&B singer Gigi here with me today.
Hey.
How are you today, Gigi?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I was looking forward to this all morning. I got my coffee. I'm like, okay.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Me too.
How did you get your start in music?
So I got my start in music by, of course, when I was a kid, I've sang all over the place. Like I was doing all the competitions and auditions and stuff that was around the city. And then I got into a girl group as a teenager. And that's actually when I got my first record deal. And I loved it. It was, again, a girl group. So it definitely has its challenges. And so, I still pursued it, and I started working with Sean Garrett. And then I honestly just took a pause on music totally and started to just live my life because I felt like I was just devoted to this dream and since a kid, and I just felt like I had missed out on living my real life. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, and then I kind of circled back to it. And shout out to Snake. I always have to thank him because he is actually someone who has always messaged me and kept me going on, you should sing again. And he would always say, you got to start singing again and stuff like that. And so I did. And then from there, got with Warner, and it's been awesome. So thank you again, Snake. And thank you, Warner. So I'm loving it.
Nice.
Yes.
So ma'am. How was like going from a girls group to now having your solo career and having that time off for yourself? Like, how important was that for your now musical journey that you're in now currently?
Oh, it was so important because I feel like as a teenager, you know, you still have, I mean, you have to experience your life. And I think that mm-hmm. me doing that, my songs feel different, mm-hmm. especially with having ideas and songwriting concepts. It's just different being an adult woman and not a teenager. So the experience of it all has grown and changed. And honestly, I really did need it. So I feel like I've been more vulnerable than I've been. And yeah, it's just a good feeling.
Absolutely. I think that life experience is definitely noteworthy, especially I hear it in your songs. So I get why that experience was very important for you to have. Just like a growing woman, you know, like
right. Exactly.
And a grown woman. I had this conversation.
I know.
The other day. It's so different.
It's so different. Like, yeah, you know, then you, when you're, well, for me, when I was in the group, there was a lot of just seeing this. It wasn't really, our ideas weren't really at the forefront. And so that's what makes this special to me, this go around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So I know off camera, you told me that you were Michigan through and through.
Yes, I'm Michigan through.
So what about Michigan in general has helped you through your musical journey? Like, has any inspiration? Because there's so many great artists from Michigan. So how has that helped your own musical journey?
I think that just Michigan, I mean, everybody loves their home and yes, but I definitely feel like Michigan has totally helped me become a better artist just from being, you know, a place where culturally Motown we have. And so I grew up listening to those type of records and, you know, my favorites are Stevie Wonder and I love Anita Baker and Marvin Gaye. But their style, their songwriting style. And I think that I've taken little gems from what I would hear and just put it in my pocket, especially Stevie. I love me some Stevie Wonder. So
absolutely.
Yes, definitely influential in my style of writing.
He's a legend. So
he
I love that you said that. Everyone who I've done a bunch of these interviews now and like everyone who like mentioned Stevie Wonder in general, I was like, I can tell.
Yes, he's a legend. Mm-hmm. So many good songs.
So now about your own songwriting, what are three songs from your own discography that you should, that you would tell fans that they should listen to get to know you as an artist better?
I would say the three would be, I would say My Muse is definitely one of them, because I am a lover girl at the core. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that exudes that. So My Muse would be one. I do think that Diamonds Dancing is another one. Because I do have that streak of like, yeah. And I think that exudes too. And then the third one, I would say, that's a great question. I think I'm going to say Exception. No, let's take that back. I love Exception, but I'm going to say Tidal Wave.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. I would say those.
Do you think all three songs that you chose like show a different side of you, like as a person and an artist, you would say?
Yeah, I think those three songs, they fluctuate from being super lovey and vulnerable and like, girly. And then again, with Diamonds Dancing, it has more edge and it does have more of a stern, like, behavior about it or undertone about that. So I think that is another one. And then Tidal Wave is just feel good, easygoing, still with love. But I think those three would definitely explain me pretty well.
Yeah, yes. I definitely agree.
Bye, wise. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who are some artists that you would want to put people on right now, whether they're like mainstream or like underground, that you think that people should be listening to?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I am listening to, I think everybody is, but I really have a thing for Leon Thomas. Like, he's one of my favorites, especially right now. I really like Leon Thomas. Mm-hmm. His music is chef's kiss.
Yes. I cannot wait for that new EP that he's about to have, too.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited to listen to that. He's so talented.
Yeah, he's been, like, feeding us really well for, like, the past 2 years now. So
he has. So fast.
I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. So before we get into your new EP, I want to talk about the two singles that you gave us before the EP dropped. So you have Makeup and LMK, which, you know, Let Me Know, as singles leading up to Between Us. So which song, if you had to choose, would be your favorite?
Ooh, between Let Me Know and Makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you gonna do that to me? Ooh, that's hard.
I know.
Okay, you know what? I can't. They're like two kids of mine or something. Like, I can't choose between those two. I love them equally. I love them equally. So I don't know. But it is something super special about Makeup. That vibe in there is, I love it. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Tricky Stewart. He's incredible. And obviously he's like one of the greatest. And I love Makeup, but I definitely love Let Me Know too. And shout out to OG Parker. Like, I don't know. I'm going to have to say both.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. That's fine. That's okay. That's honest. Like, that's why
I know that's like a cliche answer. Both.
Sometimes it is hard. It's like if you were to choose, like, oh, who's like your best friend? And like, both of them are staring at you, like,
and you're like,
go pick me.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Exactly.
That's totally fine. Where did you find the inspiration for the title of your new EP, Between Us?
So the inspiration behind that came from the clarity that I feel with this project. Like the first one, Waves of It, that came out in April, that EP, it was exactly what that title was, trying to really navigate the different feelings and the different emotions that I was having. So you get a little bit of this and you get a little bit of that, whether it's sad, a little mad, and a little love. So I think that explained that phase of where I was. And then with Between Us, now I feel like I've gotten all of those emotions out, and I know exactly what it is. Like, I know exactly how I feel, and this is what I'm saying to you. And yeah, I know where I'm at with it. I know where I'm at with it. But when I say it, being love, you know, because when you have unfortunate things that happen in any situation, you could kind of be like, you know, have your reservations on it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, love is a beautiful thing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Falling back in love with love. That makes sense.
No, it definitely makes sense. I had this conversation like with my friends like this week as well. Like, we're going to do a bunch of weddings over the past like couple of years, especially when I came from one a couple months ago and I got invited to another one. Like,
yes, love is in the air. We love that.
Yes. And it does make you feel like, oh, it exists again. Like, I love seeing my friends in love. And
so beautiful.
You know, like, so yeah.
It's the best. It's just the best.
Like you said.
Yeah.
It's an experience for sure. And I think a lot of people, we have those like low moments when it comes to love, which makes you feel like, wow, is this really worth it? But then you think about the good times. You're like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all just like a learning experience. I mean, such is life, but like, you know, love is not always going to be a fairy tale.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but love also doesn't treat you wrong. Mm-hmm. But again, it's all just an experience, and at the end of the day, the core of it is a beautiful thing. So
absolutely,
I'm an advocate for love.
same here. So I want to go, starting off with your intro track, Hold On, and I want to dig a little deeper on that track, because you talk about feeling safe. So I want to know, what are ways that a man makes you feel safe in a relationship?
I love Hold On. I think for me, a safe space is being able to communicate and be vulnerable. And in order to do that and be in that space, you have to trust somebody. Like, knowing that someone won't use anything against you later on while you're in your vulnerable place, and being open and honest enough to feel secure with someone, knowing whatever it is that you're feeling or going through or whatever. I think that is what a safe space to me is trusting someone to be able to be in that place.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I think when I think about it, when I was listening to this song too, I think about things that, you know, make me feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I think it's definitely like reassurance and consideration. I think
that's another.
Low key, like, people don't think about that. It's like, when you have someone considering what you want and how you're going to feel about a situation throughout every action that they do, you know,
absolutely.
You're not in the room. Like, I think it's something that.
Yeah. And you know what? That actually comes down to respect. Mm-hmm. And that's another big one, to be able to be in that pocket of, this person considers me. If I'm not in the room, you have to also have a respect for me behind my back or in front of me or whatever the case. And I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Respect. Come on. Yes.
And I need that. Right. Exactly. Like, I feel like for Hold On too, for me, when I was listening to it, like, how did you feel during, like, you know, the writing process, production process of this song? How did you feel like putting like pen to paper and being vulnerable on this track?
I felt good. I felt, again, it was refreshing to be able to write down or type down how I feel about the space. You know, it could be scary to be able to, oh, let's just let someone in, or let me have my guard down for a second. And it just felt good to just let it all out. And it was like a good therapy, but I definitely felt good recording this. Yeah. It's like writing in a diary.
Yes. Yeah. I know a lot of artists that I've talked to too, they keep journals sometimes to like express their feelings. And I feel like, when you guys get into the booth, you guys can do the same thing there too.
Yeah, it is. I always say that the studio was like a good therapy session. Mm-hmm. You know, safe. Now that's a safe space. That is a safe space.
Made for Me was another track that I want to call out from your project. Mm-hmm. It's so fun and cute and upbeat. What was the inspiration behind that one?
Oh, that one was just a feel good. Again, the basis of Between Us, this next EP, is directly talking about love and someone, how they're making me feel, and the fun sides of it. And I think that song definitely pinpointed that. And shout out to Ricky, super dope writer. She's incredible. And yeah, it was just a fun, feel good. I like you. You like me. Like this, it just felt nostalgic in a way, like cruisy. I loved it. I love it. It felt like summer love.
Yes, I definitely felt that. I definitely
summer ride.
Like, down.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Hair blowing. Where are we going?
Yes.
Where to? Yes. Yes. So all
I
of that.
I asked you before, like between like Makeup and Let Me Know, like what mm-hmm. was your favorite? But do you have maybe not necessarily a favorite, but maybe it was like the most fun to record, like the session that you remember was really fun?
It will probably be Makeup and Made for Me. Those were really fun to cut.
Nice.
Well, oh my God, here we go again.
It's okay.
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to say Let Me Know was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let Me Know was really fun to record and Made for Me.
Made for Me? Okay.
And Makeup. Okay, pick one.
Which track on the EP are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of that's a great question. I know I'm not going to say all this time, but I'm really proud of Hold On. Mm-hmm. That is a sweet spot for me, and I'm really proud of that one. And shout out to Sickpin as well. I'm going to say Hold On for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to pick any track off of your EP for any artist of your choosing to hop on to do a remix with, what song would you pick and what artist?
Any artist?
Any artist and any song off your new EP.
Ooh, I would love a Chris Brown feature on Exception.
Mm.
I would love him on that. That's like a dream come true.
I can see him sliding on that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. Makes sense.
So now that you've dropped this EP, what can fans expect from you next?
Ooh, they can expect after this project.
Mm-hmm.
After this project, they can expect more good music. Where am I going to go feelings wise? Now I got to stay tuned for that one because I always go off of where am I at with it? Like right now, before we were all mixed up. We're like, what's going on? Now we're like, this is what it is. I like it here. So I guess we'll have to see where, but definitely more music and definitely more visuals. I'm such a visual person. I love movies and cinema, different. That's my thing. And even with this project Between Us, with the visuals that we have, you see a male presence in it. And I wanted to make sure that it's exuding and reflecting what these songs are about. And visually, it just made sense to have the male presence in there to help bring out what I'm saying. Yeah. But yeah, more visuals and good music.
Yeah. Is there an opportunity possibly in the future too for fans to see you perform any of these songs live?
Absolutely. That's the goal and that's the plan for sure.
Okay.
I'm excited to just release it and I hope everyone loves it too.
No, we definitely will. I absolutely can't.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, you got this. You got this. You got this.
Thank you.
So before I let you go, I want to ask a couple like rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So
let's
we
go.
Can get to know you better.
Okay.
So I want to start off with your zodiac sign.
Mm-hmm.
What's your zodiac sign?
Scorpio.
Ooh,
Shout out to the Scorpios. Yeah.
Y'all coming up.
It's coming up. It's our time. Scorpio season.
An artist that you would love to collab with in the future?
Of course, Leon Thomas. Mm-hmm. Another one would be... I would say Leon Thomas. I love Doja Cat. So I'm going to have to say, I'm going to go out there and do that. Yeah. I'm going to say that at some point. I think she is so dope.
I have a whole dissertation about Doja Cat. She's
love
amazing.
Doja.
Yeah.
She is super creative and yeah.
She can do it all, literally.
Mm-hmm.
A brand deal that you love to secure that fits your image.
It's definitely something revolving natural hair. Whichever brand line that would be, but definitely something with hair for sure.
Yeah. Your hair is gorgeous. Like literally.
Thank you.
Literally.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. At one point I did not like my hair and I would always straighten it, but for a while now it's just been natural and
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
It goes, like, that's what I love about our hair, too. We can just do straight, natural, like, it's just it's so creative with it. So,
yes.
I love that for us.
Thank you.
Who was your teen celebrity crush?
My teen celebrity crush? Oh. That's a good question. I got to think about that one.
Okay. No worries.
I got to think about that one again. Who was my teen celebrity crush? I got to think about that one.
Okay.
We got to run that bit.
We'll run it back. No worries. Who is an actor that you would love to play you in a biopic?
Oh my goodness. That's a great question. Maybe Zendaya.
Yes. Okay. I love it. I was thinking that.
Maybe so. Yeah, probably. She's so talented. I think that could make sense.
I see that. Like, I can see just giving her, like, hair that's similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see that. Like,
yeah, maybe that could. Yeah. I'm going to say that. I like these rapid questions. These are fun.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What is an album that you love to listen again for the first time?
Usher's Confessions.
Ooh.
That is such a classic album. Yeah. Every song on there just was banger after banger. It was such a beautiful and perfect body of work. So Usher's Confessions, for sure. Yeah. Loved it. Still love it.
I just saw that, like, the album cover, like, he's actually, like, in a confession room. And, like, I don't think he pieced that together before.
So good. And everything just made sense. Like, for example, what you just said about the cover and the songs. And they flowed into each other. So perfect. Mm-hmm. Love Confessions. Yeah.
What is your favorite album so far in 2025?
My favorite album so far in 2025 would probably be the last thing that Leon Thomas dropped. Because I've been playing it a lot. I know I'm like, Leon Thomas. But yeah, love his music.
Girl, that's me. So don't feel bad.
I keep it on repeat. And when I love a song, I like abuse it. Like, I'll play it all day. Tomorrow, we're going to be playing that. Like, yes. So yeah, definitely something like this.
If you weren't a singer, you would be blank.
If I were a singer, I would be.
If you weren't a singer, yeah.
A therapist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, therapist. I like just listening and helping. But I think, and I always thought it was just a rare thing to have for someone to just hear you. And so I would definitely say a therapist if I was not singing. Mm-hmm.
And this is the last one. What is one thing that you want to manifest for yourself for this year?
I think to live up to my full potential and to continue to put my best foot forward.
Yeah.
I want to keep doing that. So far it's been so good. So I want to make sure that I continue to put my best foot forward.
Absolutely.
I could go all day on manifestation. Like I'll say happiness and peace and all these different things. But yeah, putting your best foot forward.
I think that's the best way to go about it. When people ask me about like New Year's resolutions, just be better. That's always
my
resolution. Just level up.
Mm-hmm, level up, take it day by day. And yeah, I agree.
Yes. Well, I had such a great time talking to you.
It's over. Me too.
No, I had such a great time talking
to you. I did too. You are just the sweetest and you are just so beautiful. And I appreciate you again for having me.
So are you. Absolutely. I love this conversation. But before I let you go for real this time, where can we follow you?
You can follow me on all socials at ChiaoGGF, ChiaoGGIF. And stay tuned for Between Us, the EP, coming out on the 10th of October.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.